Let's just go before the throne of grace and invite the Holy Spirit to come this morning. Our Father God, we do come before your throne. Lord, we are called by your name. We are Christians. We are your church. We invite you here in this place this morning. Come, be with us, walk amongst us. Open our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts of compassion and joy and love. Come, be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
We're going to continue to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Paul, may I ask you to come up and pray as the ushers get ready.
Okay, let's ask a blessing over this opportunity to give back to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We are so blessed. You take such good care of us, Lord. We ask you to bless these tithes and offering and to use them in this community to reach the lost, Lord. We pray that you would multiply it and that it would just spread farther on out, even from the community. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Lord, as we present this to you, Lord God, we truly are incredibly thankful for all that we have is yours. And all you ask us, require of us, is 10%. But then you know that we are blessed to give above and beyond, following the leading of the Holy Spirit. You want us to always give with cheerful hearts. So we present these, your tithes, 10% of all increase, and offerings in obedience to the Holy Spirit. To you, Lord. We present it to you. It is yours. May you continue to guide us and direct us to use it in ways that are well-pleasing to you, Lord God, with the highest, utmost integrity, for we answer to you. And I thank you and praise you that even 10% of these non-designated tithes and offerings go to help the Foursquare Church, to help, which part of it helps with missions around the world, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, the hope that we all need, for you are our source. You are love. All provision comes from you. And we thank you that Pathway of Hope is a light here in this community and way beyond. This is yours, Lord, and present it to you. May your blessings be all over this and every part. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, today's message is titled Expect Miracles. And so what do I get attacked with? I thought, oh, that's appropriate, isn't it? Ha ha, that's funny. So I can't believe it. And I have got some gum in my mouth because that tends to be a little bit better for me. Yeah, I'm going to do that. But I'm going to try to see if I'm not going to chew it, you know, because that's like tacky. But that's a little bit better for me for throat-wise. So as far as continuing to help it to be, you know, kind of softened. So, yeah. But one thing I want to what?
I don't blow bubbles. I promise.
I won't blow bubbles. But one thing I want to remind us about is the Eagle's Wings of Grace. And so Miracle Center, sorry. We are doing the Christmas gathering things, and we're going to give them to Pastor Janet. She will take it down to them. But remember, there's items. There's a list over here on the resource center on this counter part and of items for the men and the women. So if you want to help out with that, no pressure, only if you feel led to, then give it to Pastor Janet. Only two more weeks to do that. Also, there's flyers in regards to if you like Christmas programs, and the Oral Valley Church of the Nazarene has an awesome program. It's not too far from here, and so if you want to go to that, you can look online, but there's also flyers. Also, then, I want you to know, on Friday, we finally worked it with our schedules. Thursday? Oh, yeah, thank you. It was going to be Friday, and then it was Thursday. Yeah, we were trying to do that, and I took a break from the prayer night. I left the room for us to finally get, that was what I was doing with her. We were not coming together with our things, but finally I was like, okay, we worked it out. We went together. We dropped off 34 boxes. Praise God. We were so excited. And so it was so neat. And it was really neat. And we have blessings from them. Some little things, like there's little tags that say, I gave a shoebox, Operation Christmas Child shoebox. And then there's like some little buttons and pins and just little things over there that were a blessing gift. And a refrigerator magnet too. I forgot. Yeah, I grabbed so there's a few different items. I grabbed like a few of each one that she had for our blessings. So, but thank you, y'all. Oh, and then remember how we needed $35, right? We got above and beyond that, so we were able to bless other boxes to be able to go. So that was really awesome. I mean, I was so excited for us and to do that. And so it was really a blessing. And we prayed over the boxes together, and so it was really neat. We were very blessed. It was good. But so here we are, the message today. Expect miracles. And I thought, wow, Lord, this is funny that I get attacked. So, you know, God was so sweet, and I was protected for 3 years, I think it was, for not getting sick at all. 3 whole years I didn't get sick. And then last year, I got sick, and I was really disappointed. It was when I went to the military base in Alconbury, England. And I thought, I'm okay, because God has a bubble. He had told me he had a bubble like over me and I wasn't going to get sick. And I didn't get sick. No colds or flu bugs or anything. And then I got really sick after coming back. And there was people sick all over and coughing on the airplane and everywhere. And I thought, I'm okay. Well, that was when Carl said that the Lord had told him that leaders were going to be attacked and that the Lord was going to allow it to happen and things were going to get through. And I go, wow, okay, that makes sense. Because I was like disappointed, like, Lord, I thought you said I had a bubble over me. I wasn't going to get sick with colds or flu bugs or anything like other people. Well, I want that back. I want that bubble back because it's not there right now. And so... So I was just like, man, Lord, can we get that back, like, really soon? But I just thought it was so appropriate when I knew that expect miracles. I was praying, God, what do you want the message to be? What do you want to speak to us? And I was at the chaplain's meeting. And at the church that we meet for the chaplain's meeting for the jail ministry, there was a table at this gentleman's church. And it had on the side, in big, bold, white letters, expect a miracle. And I thought, Lord, that is so cool. I want you to know, for you, that when we went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, there were our friends that we met at the prophetic gathering with Paul Keith Davison and Pastor Stephen Shelley and Chuck Pearson. They were then, and that's the Moravian area. They had one of those long shofars. And so I said, oh, can I try to blow this? And because I have one of the short ones. And they said, yeah, it was good. I was able to hit different notes. I was able to do a vibrato. I was able to, we were all like impressed. I was like, whoa, I need a good shofar. And because we've all heard what I've tried. But probably all that practicing that I've done on the small one helped. She said nobody had ever blown the shofar. And she goes, please blow it. My husband gets home. And so I was able to bless them with blowing the shofar. It was so cool. But in that, it just reminds me, miracles happen. You know, I mean, here I've been struggling. And yet then it happened, and the Moravians saw many miracles happening. And at this gentleman's church, he had, you know, expect a miracle. He has often out a beautiful, long shofar. But in this, it was just reminding me. Then all of a sudden, God just started, you know, flooding things and to me. And I was just really getting excited. And I want to start with the word believe. I want us to look at the Greek word believe, because we saw in our opening scripture about how she was blessed because she believed in the things that were promised to her and then they were fulfilled. in Luke 1:45. That's referring to Elizabeth saying this to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And so I want us to look at what that Greek word that is in that verse used, and that's from the pistuo, I think is how you say it, but anyways, 4100 in the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. But it comes from another word. Okay, so I'm going to go again into that because it's like all comes together. This is like power. You know how I love going to the original, because it's like it shows how deep and powerful this precious holy word is. And I was just getting more and more excited as I was reading the word. But it says that to have faith in, upon, or with respect to. And remember when Pastor Doug in 2010 was given the word believe for our church, for Pathway of Hope? Well, I, for a woman of the Truth Ministries, which I'd always felt was an extension of Pathway of Hope, just a non-denominational, which is originally what Sister Amy Simpson McPherson wanted, was a non-denominational. But it was the word God gave me was faith. Well, faith and belief are interchangeable, the same thing. To have faith in, upon, or with respect to entrust, believe, commit, trust, or committing a trust, put in trust with. Now, it comes from the word, another word meaning conviction of religious truth or truthfulness of God, an assurance, believe, faith, fidelity. Do you receive where God's building us? Because do you remember when God had that sermon message, Great is Thy Faithfulness, about his faithfulness? And when I was singing, you know, Grande Señor es tu fidelidad. And fidelidad, remember, in Spanish means fidelity. The great, awesome God. Grande is just even more than great. I mean, it's just incredible in Spanish. It means like super expounding. Señor being, you know, remember Mr. Big, you know, the chief, our Heavenly Father. Awesome. He is just too almighty. He is great. He is so awesome. And he is always faithful, fidelity. That is why we can believe in him. We can trust in him. We can have that faith because that faith comes from him. He creates us with a measure of faith to be able to believe in what we do not see. This comes from him. And then that word comes from an action verb. And that is pitho, and that means to convince. It is a verb. It means choice. You are choosing to believe. You are choosing to have faith. It is an action. So he doesn't force salvation on us, but we choose to receive that free gift of salvation. When we choose to receive that free gift of salvation, that comes with the fullness of our Heavenly Father. As Colossians 1, 19 and 20 says that God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, Jesus, and also making peace with all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by the blood that was shed on the cross. And then we see in John 16, 13 through 15, that it says that the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, everything that the Father has been given is given to me, and then I give to the Holy Spirit to give to us, because we have the Holy Spirit when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have the fullness of God for us. But it's a choice to receive and to act on it, to believe and to push out the doubt. And then it says to assent, to evidence or authority. We have the authority in Jesus' name to move mountains. We have the authority by the blood that was shed on the cross, and we need to move in that. But it's a choice, it's an action to work in and to move in that faith, believing. It says to rely by inward certainty, because to rely by that inward certainty is a choice. It is a choice to rely on God, not what's going on, to rely and depend on the God, I Almighty, the God who has us in his hands, who has his children and loves and cares for them. It's to agree. You're agreeing to bow down to the authority in this spiritual realm that you are his because of the blood that was shed for you. Because Jesus is your Lord and Savior. When he truly is. When you've truly repented. When you truly recognize that you need him each and every moment of each and every day and night. Just as this family who is going through now in this church family that's going through a major grieving process. But that is part of life. It's easier to give than to receive. And Barbara is at a time now where she's needing to receive. And it's not easy to receive from family and friends and loved ones. It's easier to give. And God wants us to give. And he wants us to be blessed. But he wants us to receive. And now when you're in action, he wants you to receive what his son gave us, the fullness of our Heavenly Father, so we can give to others. And one thing Barbara can do is the power of prayer and a prayer warrior she is. But it is also not easy to do this action of believing. It also says to have confidence, to make friend, obey. Well, Abraham was that way. Abraham obeyed the Father. To trust and to yield. Debbie, I need my glasses in my purse, please. I forgot to get them. But he was called the friend of God because he obeyed. Because he actively trusted God Almighty each and every day. And not, even when it didn't make sense, he obeyed and trusted his Heavenly Father. Even when he didn't see some of the promises, he still believed they would be fulfilled. And in that time when God promised that he would have a child and many children, but he would have a child with Sarah at old age, and then it wasn't for years later, older age, and then he sees that promise. What did we see when he tried to help work it out? Problems. But we need to wait patiently, believing what God has spoken to us, that we will see the manifestation of that. It is not about us, it's about him, it's about his glory. So we need to trust. But do you remember when God gave us that acronym and pray? We are a church that is a praying church. We are a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. And in that pray, we got P, praise. R, recognizing the Almighty God, the always faithful, always true, always all-powerful, all-knowing, full of understanding, unfathomable, compassion, mercy, and grace. This is who we recognize. And then we also have this acclamation inside of us. This excitement of what we have in and through him. Not because of us, but because of him. We are yielding then, and we will produce the yield of what we have. The fullness of our Heavenly Father. This is all in belief. And that word. So here's some from the Amplified Version. This is the King James Version. Believe, some scriptures. Believe in the King James Version is 280 times. In the Amplified, as we know, I like to refer to that, is 304 times. Genesis 15:6, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And that's Abraham. 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. And then Daniel 6:23. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den with the lions, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. And we saw that Daniel was a man of prayer. 3 times a day he prayed. Even when he knew what the consequences would be, he did not give up in praying. Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Just believing. This man had such an honor that Jesus said, I haven't seen a faith like this man's, because he believed in honor. And he knew that all Jesus had to do was say it. He didn't have to be there. Well, we have the power of Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is choose to proclaim it. And whether we see it or not, we still believe that Jesus will be glorified. And in turn, the Father will be glorified, because Jesus says, I don't do it for me to be glorified. I do it for the Father to be glorified. Yes. That's why he says in John 14, we will do greater things than these. But we need to believe. We need to get rid of that doubt. And so there we see that. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him who believeth. But in Mark 9:24, and straightway the father of the child cried out, who desperately needed the healing of the Lord Jesus, and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief, my lack of faith, my doubt. Help me in that. And what did Jesus do? He did. He met him where he was because of his understanding that is unfathomable. And he's saying, man, I believe. Just as we have heard or seen miracles, whether in our own lives or others, we have seen and read of miracles happening today, and they still do. And we are in a church that believes the acts is going, and we are a church of the active acts church. And we are going to see more manifestations of instant, automatic, you visualizing, seeing it, healings happening. And we are going to see deliverances happen. We are going to see it. And I need all of us in unity to believe and push that doubt aside. Ooh, can we turn the volume down? Do you know how to, somebody know how to do the iPhone to turn the volume down? We forgot to do that. So we need to do that. We need to actively unify together and help one another out when we're struggling. That's humanness to start struggling in doubt. But we need together to unify together to help our eyes to get off of this and to get onto him. Tell me, can one of you raise your hand that has something that you would love for the Lord to do, whether personally or for somebody you love and care for? I don't know about you, but I want to see that action happen. I want God to be glorified more and more and more, and he is, as we continue to surrender our hearts. Amen. I know of people that need Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Do you? Yes. I know people that need physical healing. Do you? Yes. I know people that need mental healing. Do you? Yes. And this is what God is saying. I love and care for them, and at my time, they will be healed, and it'll be for my Father's glory. He hears our prayers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. We have thankful hearts without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Action. James chapter 2, verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. But we need to, in that, he feared God. He loved him. He honored him. But in that, his righteousness came from him. It's not of ourselves. And now, in the Word, it says that our righteousness comes through Jesus. Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. God sees us washed whiter than snow by the blood that covers us. Each and every one who's truly repented of their sins and truly trusted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Psalm chapter 25, verse 5 says, "Guide me in your truth and faithfulness, and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation." Now, in this, it continues on with the word expect. See, we need to believe, but we need to expect. It goes, "For you, you only, and altogether do I wait expectantly all the day long." So now we have a challenge in each of us to not only believe in that action, that is a choice on each one of us, our part, each and every day and night, to praise him and thank him continuously, unceasingly, just constantly, having a heart full of thankfulness. But that acclamation, that thankfulness, doesn't have to be all the time. You're like, woohoo, yeah. It's in the midst of maybe the grieving process, you have an inner peace of knowing that you are the Lord's, and those that you care for, the Lord has them in his hands because he hears the prayers on behalf of those that you are praying for. So we need to be praying for this community and beyond, of those who need Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We need to have hearts of compassion, let alone the loved ones that we truly have more intimate relationship with. But Jesus loves each and every one that we don't even know, and he cares for them. And our Heavenly Father created them with plans and purposes that are incredible, with gifts and talents, each one, just as he's given to us. And he wants us to care and passionately care for them with power of prayer, because we believe, because we expect miracles. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, "Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring." Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. Believe and expect him, his mighty, miraculous power to continue to move and work in the spiritual realm. Psalm 39 verse 7, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for and expect? My hope and expectation are in you." And this is pathway of hope, is to guide not only ourselves, but each and every one to the hope, the expectation, the God who is the God of miracles continuously because of his awesome, wonderful love. Psalm chapter 40, verse 1, "I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry." God hears us when we cry out to him, whether silently in our hearts or whether loudly. "Where are you, God?" And sometimes you see that David quietly, and other times not so quietly. But he knew that God was there, even in the midst of the challenges King David faced. Psalm chapter 42, verse 5 says, "Why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him, my help and my God." And then he goes on later, verse 11 in that, continues that. "Why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me?" He's like frustrated with himself because he's like, he knows the God that he loves and serves, and he's there for him. But he's like, he goes, he's cheering himself up like we need to do, because we're not always going to be around each other. But he's cheering himself up, and the Lord goes, "Hope in God." Hello, I'm talking to myself. King David saying, talk to yourself. And he goes, "Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God." Again, we see in Psalm chapter 43, verse 5, "Why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him, who is my help of my sad countenance and my God. Amen. We need to encourage us ourselves in the word, but we need to not forget and neglect meeting together, as Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25 talks about. He wants us to not neglect that, as others are doing. He wants us to be together and helping each other. But sometimes you feel alone, even in a room of other people who are truly loving and caring, because sometimes with that grieving process that we go through, it's really got to be between you and the Lord. You love others and they can help, but the Lord totally is there understanding exactly where you're at and how you feel. Because everybody takes things differently. Everybody's grieving process is different. And the mourning process. And how things affect one another is different. Because we are all unique. So we need to remember to surrender to the Lord God. Trusting him. Relying on him. Believing he's there and he sees our pain. And he is there going to help us through it. Psalm 130 verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord. I expectantly wait. And in his word do I hope. Are you hoping in his word? We are so blessed to have his word with us. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 22. Do not say, I will repay evil. Sometimes that's like not so easy to do. The human side of us, when somebody has hurt us, backstabbed, or you're going through stuff, or you see somebody else totally hurt. This new game that, what is it called? The knockout. Can you imagine this new gang thing coming out from behind and knocking people out, and some have died. And they just hit them, the gangs come out from behind in a crowd and everything, hit them down so hard that they hit the concrete or wherever, and some are dying. Now, I don't know about you, but my human side wants to go out and hurt each one. But my side that knows that they are so confused and so blinded that what they think that they are doing for their gang initiation or whatever is like, they think this is like a power thing and this is good, but what they don't realize is the love of God and the power that they can have and the Almighty God and the name of Jesus and the blood that covers them. Like that woman that Chris said that was raped by a gang, and the last gang member that was raping her, she saw that he had scarred up on his face, and as he's raping her, she says, I forgive you, and then she prays for healing, and he's healed of the scar in the midst of being raped. This is what we need. This is a woman who was saying, I will not repay evil. I will wait expecting for the Lord, and he will rescue you. Not only was he rescuing her because she knew she was God's, and any soul ties was going to be totally, completely severed by the Lord Jesus. And she saw that they were doing what they was evil, but God could use it for good, and God loved them, and they were trapped in blindness. And the evil that they were doing. And the same that's going on with this knockout. They need Jesus. And the families that have lost loved ones or have been hurt tremendously by this, they need to rely on God as their source to get them through that. Our God is a God of love. Our God is a redeemer and our God is a restorer, but only through Jesus Christ. And many people need that, need the restoration, need the redemption that Jesus has, needs that healing, ministering, mighty, miraculous power that only Jesus has, that we have through Jesus, I should say, because it is through our Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, part of the fullness of him that we have. But it's not easy, because we are waiting expectantly for the Lord to take care of that. I remember going through challenges and people saying backstabbing and things that were hurting me at work. And I remember some of these times when you read in the Psalms and David's like wanting them to like really be, you know, God, do this and that to them. And then my heart would like be praying that, and then I go, but Lord, really, what I really want is I want them to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, because then I know that when they know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and they're changed just as you changed me, they won't be doing the things that they're doing right now. You're the one that can change them. So really what I want is them to be healed and saved and delivered. I want your love to so powerfully touch them that they don't even think the same way that they used to think. These gang members need that. And whether a person is good or not, who if they don't have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, their destination is hell. And in a blink of an eye, they can no longer be here on earth like Pastor Lynn. It was unexpected that she went to be with the Lord, but she went to be with the Lord because Jesus Christ was her personal Lord and Savior. But others, unexpectedly, their last breath on earth could happen today. And where are they going? For surely there is a ladder and a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. This is the promise of those who have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13 says, "For I know the thoughts, the plans," as the NIV says, "that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Remember, 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The Lord's eyes roam to and fro throughout the earth to strongly support those whose hearts are fully His, committed to Him, relying on, depending, believing in Him and the mighty, miraculous power of our God. All-powerful, almighty, all-knowing, full of mercy, full of grace." In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 14, "So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus to your life. If you find it, then shall there be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off." So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus to your life. If you find it, then shall there be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. Well, Proverbs 9 verse 10 talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. This is the Lord God Almighty. It is alive and it is breathing. This precious holy word is alive, and it is full of His power. And as you read it, as Psalm 119 says, you'll be even wiser than your enemies, wiser than others, because in this is full of wisdom and knowledge, and this is how you get to know Him. But do you fear Him? Do you have an incredible honor for Him? The one who created you with all the unique gifts and talents that you have. He loves you, and He sent His only Son to die on the cross for you and for each and every one who's willing to receive it. He took on everybody's sins, not just some, everybody's sins. He died for everybody's sins. Now, whether they receive what that cleansing power of the blood did on Calvary, well, that's up to each individual. He doesn't force that on us. It is their choice, the verb action, to believe, to have faith in, to rely in and trust and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The Hebrew word for expect, that definition, it means literally a cord, as an attachment. And it comes from another word meaning a measuring cord, as if binding. Well, when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there is a binding contract. We are under a new covenant, and we are His. And we have all the authority in the name by the blood of Jesus that was shed for us, each and every one of us, and we need to act in that. When we pray and declare and proclaim in the name of Jesus, we need to believe that it's actively working in the spiritual realm. Amen. And He hears us, and He is answering according to His will, His timing, His way. And we need to release and trust in that. Amen. It also means an expectancy, an expectation, expected, a hope. It is alive. The thing that I long for. And then it comes from a word meaning binding together. Remember that song, bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord. And then collect everything. Everything that is of the Father's is ours. So collect it. And then you're getting more and more, and you're building up faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To expect, to gather together, to look patiently, tarry, wait for, on, and upon. Are we waiting? Expect miracles. Believe and expect miracles. We need to remember what we have in Him. He is ours. We are His, and He is ours. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 26, it says, and Jesus, replying, said to them, have faith in God constantly. And the Dewey rhymes, it says, have the faith of God. So Pastor Karen's translation, have faith in the faith of God. And it just takes that mustard seed. It's not our faith that does the action. It is His faith. But it is our faith upon the Almighty, the All-Faithful. Grande Señor, estu fidelidad. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever I ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings. This we can only do by the power of the Almighty and always faithful God. It is by Him we can do this, not in and of ourselves. No way can we forgive sometimes without God. Some people have it easier to forgive. Other people's, it's harder. But as we continue to grow in the Lord, it'll be easier and easier and easier for those that don't have it to come easy. Expect miracles. Believe and expect miracles. Well, there was a movie that I was watching the other day called The Note. It's a Hallmark movie. It was rated like the third most popular of Hallmark movies. I happened to be sitting down for lunch and taking a break, and I saw this, and I had seen this movie, but years ago. I think it was put out in 2006, 2007, something like that. And in this movie, there was a plane crash, and the lady there, she is a reporter and a journalist and for a newspaper, and she's about to be let go because she's kind of dry and her articles just aren't having much. She's a widow, and there's a plane crash, and she goes to the area where they're having like a funeral service near the ocean or bay, you know, and sees it, and then sees this young gal, and then she goes out there again to just ponder some things, and a few days later, and she sees part of a life jacket. And near that life jacket, and caught in the, like the rock, she walks down to it, and is a little note in a baggie. And in that little baggie are some crumbs, and she tastes, and she goes, oh, they're cookie crumbs. And in that is the next slide shows, and it says, it goes, T, all is forgiven. I love you, Dad. Well, she goes on a search to find who T is. She's assuming this is probably from the airplane crash. Everybody died, and a lot of debris is being found along the ocean. And so she goes to people on the list that had T names, starting with T. Nobody, it's nobody's of the first name starting with T. But everybody's lives are touched, including hers, continuing to be touched as she travels around and tries to find who this note should go to. That girl that she saw, that she started to talk to, but a big journalist on television came in and started trying to overtake the story. He starts following her because he starts getting some scoop on where she's going and tries to steal the story. She finally gets to this one gentleman who had lost his inheritance because he squandered it. His dad had, he tried to do the dad's business or big real estate in a big city, and he didn't like it and squandered his part of the inheritance. The brother continued on with the business and was doing well. So he was saying, well, no, that was his. And then right after that, as she's leaving, she's not really convinced that it was his, this note. And as she's leaving, there's the big guy with the TV program and the journalist. So you knew he was going to get some money for the story. So he stole her scoop, her story. So she's ready to do the journal. Well, as she's leaving, kind of down and depressed, her building, you know, knowing that she's probably lost her job because now this will not be good for her column. And the girl stops her and she goes, I think that note's mine. She goes, and then she starts talking to her. Well, in this, you start seeing her going through memories. Memories of when she had the police come to the door telling her that her husband suddenly was, life was taken because of a car accident. She was pregnant. She goes into a deep depression. They save her life. They save the babies. But then one time you see in the movie, as it flashbacks here and there, she's looking at a bracelet, the mother's and the baby girl's bracelet. She finds out, then you see later, she had adopted, she had put her child up for adoption. She went through such depression that child services took the child, and then eventually, months later, her parents convinced her to give that child up for adoption. Eventually, she got better, obviously, and was then a journalist, and still struggling, hadn't really dealt with all the grieving process. And as this girl shares with her, she said that her mother had passed away, her adopted mother. She was adopted, and her parents had given this Bible, and she had had an argument with her dad before he left and on a trip and wanted to know her adoptive parents. And so they had an argument. I am your parent. But Dad, I just want to know who my biological parents are. You know, I know who you are. I know that you're my dad. Well, she said she never had a chance to tell him I'm so sorry for the bad things she had said and the argument that they had had. But he had said, called her and said, I'm coming back. I will help you find your biological parents. So in that note, T, all is forgiven. I love you, Dad. Her name was Kristen or Christy, I can't remember exactly, but her nickname was T. Because they called her, she used to tag along all the time. So then they started calling her Tag. And then eventually they just started T. She said, this was the Bible that my parents gave me. And the lady in the car saw it, and it was the same birth date of the day she gave birth to that child. She realized at that moment, that's her daughter. And she saw the handwriting and knew that was the note written by her adopted dad. Her dad, by that note, connected her to her parent, and he finished what he had said he would do, help her to find. But that note touched everybody's life. Jesus Christ died for each and every one of us. And this Bible is full of him, for he is the Word. And when we open this, it has the power of the cross for each and every one of us to expect miracles. The power of the cross that has the water, the power of the cleansing water, the power of the water bubbling up, the power of the Jesus, the God Almighty's Son, who died for us, to baptize us with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The power of the cross that burns away anything and everything that is not pleasing to him. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God, and all things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, but put it out or absorbed it or appropriated it and is unreceptive to it. No. The light shines brightly. He is our light. And it goes on to say in verse 12 in John chapter 1, but to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who owe their birth neither to bloods nor to the will of the flesh, that of the physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of the natural father, but to God. They are born to God. And the word of Christ became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacle, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten son receives from his father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received. All had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. For while the law was given through Moses, grace, unearned, an undeserved favor and spiritual blessing and truth came through Jesus Christ. This word, when we open it, breaks through the clouds. This word, as Pathway of Hope on slide 75 shows, we need to continue to expect miracles. We will be that light shining brightly for the Lord. We need to remember what Mark 16 through 20 says. He who believes, who adheres to, who trusts in and relies on the gospel of and him who it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. But he who does not believe, who does not adhere to and trust in and rely on the gospel and him whom it sets forth will be condemned. And these attesting signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents, and even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well. Miracles will happen. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord kept working with them and confirming the message by attesting signs and miracles that closely accompanied it. The next slide shows, as we believe and expect miracles, breakthrough will happen. And as the next slide shows, we need to remember to pray and expect miracles to have that Pentecost power that Jesus asked us to move in. And we will move in that. But we need to remember what God said to us. John chapter 3, verse 21, our verse for this year. But he who does the truth, who practices truth, who does what is true, comes out into the light so that his deeds, his work, what he did may be clearly seen, may be plainly shown to be what they are, that they have been done in God, divinely prompted, done with God's help, in dependence upon him, in obedience to God. Plus, he gave us on August 11th, John 6:21. Then they willingly and gladly received him into the boat. And immediately, at once, the next thing they knew, the boat was at the land where they were going, where they had steered toward. They were at their destination. They reached the shore toward which they had been slowly making their way. On August 18th, the Lord said, bring that together, because that means you are receiving my divine grace and empowerment to move in the way that I've called you to move. So we need to not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present a request to God, expecting the miracles. We will see the breakthroughs happening, as Isaiah 62 talks about. That is our verse to claim. Isaiah 62, we need to claim this, and we need to move in it. We are his, and he is ours, and we will move in it, and people will know. Luke chapter 1, verse 1 says, many have undertaken to draw up an account on the things that have been fulfilled among us. People will see and know, and they will make an account, and the word will get out of what God is doing here, because we are unified, believing and expecting the miracles. Amen. God's precious holy word, it is inspired by him. It is preserved by God, and you've got his word on it. Mm-hmm. It is alive and true, and it's full of his fire and his power. So we need to continue to expect miracles, for his mercies are new every morning. He is the one above the clouds. Psalm 119 verse 160 says, the entirety of his word is truth. Isaiah 48:8:40 verse 8 says, the word of God stands forever. Luke 21:33 says, my word will by no means pass away. This is God's love letter to us. He says, expect miracles. Love your dad, Almighty God. But a question. Are you his child? Will you be his child? Is Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior? Because that's the only way you are a joint heir, a child of the living God Almighty, where you receive the fullness of everything that he has. Jesus said, all that is mine, I give to you. You are joint heirs when you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then the big picture shows that you are like a childlike faith. You are in his hands. And the breakthrough of darkness and clouds that go on, you are in his hands. Slide 85 shows that this is the Father's love letter. But we need to reach out. We need our hand to be in his, for he is much bigger. And it is full of his power as we reach to him. The Father gives good gifts, as Matthew 7:11 says. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Luke 11:12 says, or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? No. Luke 18:7 says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? No, he hears our cries and he is answering. So we need to believe and expect miracles. And when we are in this word, it is like he's hugging us. It is like he's wrapping us in his truth when we're reading it, believing it, It is miraculous, this word. It is full of miracles. Psalm 119 verse 129 says, every word in the message says, every word is a miracle word. Every word in this, how could I help but obey? The next slide shows all scriptures. We need to expect miracles. This is his love letter to us, filled with the power of the Almighty God that is ours to proclaim, declare, believe it, and receive. For whether you are male, this word is Jesus, and he is the one that you can rely on and depend on. It is full of his love. And the same goes for women. We need to rely on and depend on him. We need to not let this Bible be covered with dust on a shelf. We need to take this Bible and we need to read it and expect the miracles. Expect the insight like a light bulb going off. Woo! And it's filled with his power and his insight for what we need. Once again, when we read this word, we need to expect miracles. It is full of his love. And not let it gather dust on the shelf. But instead, when we open this word, we need to expect and receive the power of the Almighty God. And that is our word to receive this year. Sometimes, there are some, as we're coming to Thanksgiving, and this turkey has this sign, and it's dark all around him, and there's stuff, debris flowing around. And he's got a sign. And he's trying to disguise himself. I'm not a turkey. But he was created to be a turkey. He was created to bless some lives here in America and other countries that celebrate eating turkey. That was his purpose. And God has a purpose for each one of us. But if you don't believe and expect the miracles, then it's like you're saying, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a child of God. There's darkness going around, but I'm not. No, you are. And you have the fullness of what God has given each and every one of us. So we need to have that sign going around. And even though there's darkness and debris flowing around us, we need to say, I am a Christian and I was created for a purpose. And my purpose is to bring glory to God. And I believe and I expect miracles. But we need to be joyful in hope. We need to be patient in affliction. We need to be faithful in prayer and expect miracles. Amen. We need that. We need to believe and receive and expect miracles. As we're coming to also the Christmas season, this beautiful painting on the left-hand side of the upper screen is the Annunciation by a name that I can't pronounce, Estoche Le Sueur, an example of 17th century Marian art. The angel Gabriel announces to Mary her pregnancy with Jesus and offers her white lilies. White lilies is something that also represents Jesus at Resurrection Sunday. It's like the power, like you are coming, bringing the Messiah into the earth, but she believed. She expected, she believed in the word of God, and the miracle came. And then you see Elizabeth, another miracle, older in her age, and she receives a child, John the Baptist. And there they are rejoicing, and that's what we need to do. Rejoice as we believe and expect the miracles, rejoicing in one another, what God is about to do, even if we don't see it. Rejoicing and claiming and moving in that belief. And that strong belief of whether we see it or not, it is happening. The manifestation is coming, but we need to believe. My soul wait only upon God and silently submit to him, for my hope and expectation are from him. Psalm 62:5. For as Luke 1:45 said, and blessed, happy, to be envied is the person who believed that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken to them from the Lord. So as Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title, the deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed in the senses. As we see in John chapter 9, verse 3, the blind man was healed not because that of his faith, but because of God's. And Jesus said at that time that he chose, it was for God's glory. And as we see in John chapter 3, in Acts, I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 16. But I want to read to you verses 6 through 12. This is Acts. Remember, we're going to move in the Acts church and the power of the Acts church. We're going to believe and expect the miracles and rejoice with one another. And so, silver and gold we may not have, but this is the first miracle shown after the day of Pentecost, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the fire. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, to this gentleman that was outside the church, and he was paralyzed. He says, but what I do have, I give it you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones were receiving strength, the strength that he needed. Immediately. We all know that if somebody's been paralyzed, it's months of rehabilitation to get those muscles. Immediately. So he, leaping up, stood up and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was who, the man who sat begging alms, asking for money at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's. They were greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? No. We here at Pathway of Hope will be moving in the signs, wonders, and miracles as we believe and expect those miracles that's happening. Each one of us has different gifts and talents that God's given us, and the manifestation is going to happen. And we're going to see things happen. But why? As verse 16 says, and his name, through faith in his name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, has made this man strong, whole, whom you see. And no, yes, the faith which comes through Jesus Christ has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Pathway of Hope is a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. So we need to join together and we need to expect the miracles. For as the word that was spoken to us by the Lord God, through using the vessel, the instrument, Chris Barenfein, on October 20th, he said, you are my pleasure, Pathway of Hope. You are my delight. Your worship pleases me. And remember, every act of obedience is also worship. You had already done the Lord's Supper, partaken in it. Now we will partake in the Lord's Supper. It says, as you took the elements, you took me. And I offer all I have to you. You worship, your worship and your hearts are open to me. I see it. Have no fear. I am here and I am working through you. The small beginnings are so that I can nurture your hearts before I explode into your midst. There is power in prayer. And as we partake in the Lord's Supper, we need to remember the power that we have by that blood that was shed on the cross, that by his stripes we are healed. He came, as Psalm 103, verse 3 says, he came to heal all our
diseases, and we need to proclaim that. We need to claim that, and we need to take that. We may not see the manifestation at this point, but we need to believe and expect the miracles, the God where nothing is too difficult and too hard for our God, as Genesis 18:14 says. We need to join together in this. So let us get ready to partake in the Lord's Supper together. At this time, too, as you're taking the elements, before we participate together, you know, in taking them, let us reflect and ask the Holy Spirit, because remember that verse that I was saying, you know, we need to forgive as we receive the forgiveness and remembrance of what Jesus did for us. So ask the Holy Spirit, if there's anything that I need to forgive or seek forgiveness on, or you know, just ask him to reveal it to you. Because we're not perfect, and he knows that. So let's take a time of reflecting. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 25 talks about the Lord's Supper as the Apostle Paul is talking to the Corinthians. And he reminds them that Jesus took the bread. And in verse 24 he says, he took it and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So let us all partake of the body in remembrance of the body that was broken for us. Thank you, Lord. And then he goes on to say in verse 25, "In the same manner, he," Jesus, "also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" May we remember. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us. Thank you. Let's partake together.
My soul is restored. My mind is renewed. There's no greater joy, Lord. There's no greater joy, Lord. There's no greater joy, than being with you.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we once again just thank you so much for the cleansing, healing power that we have through Jesus. We thank you that we are cleansed, washed whiter than snow, through the blood that was shed on the cross at Calvary by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the power of the resurrection, that we are living and moving and breathing because of the fact in that power, because he is sitting at the right hand of your throne, Almighty God. We thank you for the power that we have in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood that covers us. We thank you that by his stripes we are healed. And we thank you for that day of the manifestation of that healing power, that he came to heal all diseases, and everyone will see this. We thank you for the healings that are coming and the salvations to Pathway of Hope. And Lord, right now, each of us, as I pray this prayer, this blessing, this closing prayer for each one of us, may we continue to live in it and receive what you have for us. For I, as a pastor here at Pathway of Hope, I declare, proclaim your power of your precious holy word from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 for each one here and who listens to this. May you, Lord God, bless each one. May you watch over each one, guard each one, and keep each one. May you, Lord God, make your face to shine upon and enlighten each one, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor unto each one. And may you, Lord God Almighty, maker of the heavens and the earth, creator, lift up your approving countenance upon each one of us and give us peace. The peace that only comes through Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior is a peace that surpasses all understanding, that is not like the world gives, that will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And may we walk in that and move in that as we go out into the mission field. For we thank you and praise you for the sphere of influence that you have, that we will be your light as we trust in, rely on, depend on you. For we believe and expect miracles for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.